Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we've got an hour of bluegrass for you that I hope you're going to enjoy. It's got all sorts of people on it. James Allen Shelton, some Patti Loveless, some Pete Pike, some Cool Grass, Gary Brewer, Becky Buller, all sorts of people, and they've all got some great songs and tunes to sing and play for you. We're going to get right into James Allen Shelton. Several years ago, he put out an album on Rebel called Song for Greta, and it's got some lovely guitar picking in it. He does some fine picking. You might have heard of him through listening to Dr. Ralph Stanley and his band. This album, he's got all sorts of people playing with him, and we're going to hear Shady Grove, a traditional tune that he learned from a band called the Morris Brothers, and it's just James Allen Shelton playing lead guitar. Tim Stafford is doing the vocals, and James Price fiddle, and Audie Ratliff on the bass. And then the next song we're going to hear from them is one of my favourites, a fiddle tune called Down Yonder. And in that, he's got Ralph Stanley II playing rhythm guitar, Steve Sparkman on banjo, John Rigsby on mandolin, and James Price is on fiddle again for that one. So let's listen to James Allen Shelton, and the first song is, what did I say it was going to be? Shady Grove, of course, that's what I meant.
As red as a blooming rose, eyes the deepest brown. You are the darling of my heart. Stay till the sun goes down. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away. If I can't have my own true love, I won't have none at all. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love. Bound to go away. Bound to go away. Bound to go away.
Thank you.
that was a great version of that tune, Down Yonder, played by James Alan Shelton on guitar with some excellent musicianship behind him. I've always loved that tune. It's got an energy to it that I love. I've always liked the singing of Patti Loveless too, and she did an album called Mountain Soul, which is sort of like her bluegrass album, really, and it's got some excellent songs on it. And the first one we're going to hear is called The Boys Are Back in Town, and it paints a great picture of, you know, life in a small fishing village or something like that. You can imagine all the guys going out in the fishing boats and braving the rough seas and that to make a good catch, and then everyone getting excited when they return with a hopefully a boat full of fish or something like that, and everyone's pleased to see them. And the song's written by Don Humphreys, Pat Enright and Stuart Duncan, and she's got all sorts of great people playing on it. Stuart Duncan's getting to play mandolin on his own song, and Deanie Richardson and Stuart Duncan are playing fiddles as well, and Alan O'Brien is playing banjo, so they know the song pretty well. It's a great song. And then the next one I've selected after that is Daniel Prade, a Ralph Stanley song, one of my favourites, and that's really a duet that Patti Loveless does with Ricky Skaggs. So let's listen to some Patti Loveless. It's a great version of that song. I'm pretty sure Ralph Stanley would approve of that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say a big hi to all the people listening in the various ways that you can hear this program. Comes out first on Free FM 89.0 on a Tuesday night, 10 o'clock Tuesday night. And so there'll be some people listening live. G'day. And nice to have you listening there. Lots of stations throughout New Zealand, lots of the access radio stations throughout New Zealand take it. Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, all take this as a program and schedule it sometime during the week. Well, thank you for listening. Lots of people listen as a podcast, and thank you for downloading it. It appears that people like to be able to access their bluegrass music anytime of the day and night, and a podcast is perfect for doing that. Well, we also have people on access radio stations in Canada listening, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Prince George in British Columbia. Thank you for listening over there. I hope you like my sort of South Pacific take on bluegrass music. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, all those fans listening in the USA, thank you very much for having this program on and hearing me talk about my favorite artists, really. All the music's taken from my shelves, and I dig into my shelves. Sometimes I take what's on top, and sometimes I dig deep into the heaps to find out some gems that might be lurking there. This next one's one of those gems. Oh, I need to say, I'm also available on Spotify and on iHeartRadio. You can find Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm very pleased about that. So there's lots of opportunities to download the music and listen to it. Now, this next artist is one I didn't know much about, Boyd Deering, and it's an album called Fiddle Tunes for Mandolin, and he's got some great fiddle tunes on there. Lovely, clean player. And I did a bit of investigation, and Boyd Deering started playing mandolin when he was just a kid, age 10, and practiced assiduously. By the age of 15, he was a guitar instructor and a mandolin instructor. He taught people. He played with Bill Monroe when he was 16, and also sat at Bill Monroe's feet to learn some of his techniques. And he became a Nashville session musician, worked with people like Mark O'Connor, Vassa Clements, Danny Lee, and has played all sorts of places, is involved in theatre work. Now he works in talent development and musical composition, and he's doing all sorts of stuff. He plays lovely clean mandolin, and we've got him here playing a Kenny Baker tune, and it's called Ducks on the Mill Pond, and it sounds like this. Thank you. Well, some lovely picking there. It's a great album to learn mandolin playing off. You can hear the notes so clearly, and it's an interesting approach as to how he captures the nuances of the fiddle with his mandolin playing. So that was Boyd Deering, and I think he did a fine job of that old tune, Ducks on the Mill Pond. Way back in the early days of me listening to bluegrass music, back in the 1960s, my friend Alan Rhodes and I devoured every album that we could get and listened to it, just finding out more about this bluegrass music that we love playing. And we got a four album set from Rebel Records called Bluegrass Spectacular. And it was recorded around the Washington, Baltimore area and featured lots of the bands that were working then, many we hadn't heard of. Some groups like the Country Gentlemen we got to know very well, and others were what you'd call local bands or regional bands. And we just still love some of the music that they did. And I'm going to play you a couple of tracks off one of those albums. It was recorded in 1963 in Falls Church, Virginia, and Pete Pike was the singer. And he was a fine singer, had a particularly clear sort of tenor voice. Took me ages to find out who was playing on the album with him, because the album came in plain packaging. It was four albums all in plain packaging with just the name of the bands on. In those days, you didn't get much access to information. You couldn't go to the internet to look things up. Well, finally, I managed to find out who was playing on the tracks. And as you'd expect, he's got a great lineup. John Duffy is playing mandolin and singing harmony. Lamar Greer is playing banjo. And Billy Baker is playing fiddle. And Dick Freeland was a producer. On this set, Pete Pike did five songs. In the Pines, Train 45, Down in the Willow Garden, John Henry, Put My Little Shoes Away. And we're going to have him singing. He also did Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow and Knoxville Girls. So just have a listen and see what you think of Pete Pike here.
I'm going all around this country. I'm going all around this world. I'm going all around this country, Lord, for the sake of one little girl. I ain't gonna work tomorrow. Today. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, 'cause that is my wedding day. I love my mom and papa too. But I love my mama and papa too. I love my mama and papa too. But I'd leave them both and go with you.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song. Yeah, I'm leaving you this lonesome song. I'm leaving you this lonesome song, 'cause I'm gonna be a long time gone.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow. About a mile.
up the ground and knocked that fair girl down. She fell down on her bended knees, for mercy she did cry. Dark and the roving eye. Go down, you Knoxville girl. You can never be my to bind my aching head. I rolled and tumbled the whole night through, as troubles was for me. Like flames of hell around my bed and in my eyes did see. They carried me on to Knoxville and put me in a jail. My friends all tried to get me out, but none could go my bail. I'm here to waste my life away down in this dirty old cell. For I did murder that Knoxville girl, the one I love so well.
Oh, that was Pete Pike, and that was from the album Set Four albums, Bluegrass Spectacular, that came out in the 1960s and was a wonderful source of bluegrass music for me and my best mate Alan as we were learning bluegrass music. I'll feature a few more tracks from that another time because there's so much good stuff on it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We have a festival coming up on the first weekend of February 2020. And in fact, it starts on the last day of January 2020. So 31st of January, 1st of February, 2nd of February, Kiwigrass will be at the Karapiro Rowing Venue. It's a lovely venue right on the banks of Lake Karapiro, which is part of the Waikato River. It's all dammed up as part of the hydro dam scheme. It's a lovely place. They have big rowing events there. If you watched rowing on television, you will have seen something filmed at Lake Karapiro. Beautiful spot for a festival. The Academy will be running for 2 or 3 days beforehand, where you can study up instrument playing and singing with some of the guest artists coming out. We've got Bluegrass Parkway from Australia coming again. We've got the Lonely Heartstrings Band sort of reforming to come out for another trip here. We've got AJ Lee from the USA, from the West Coast USA coming out. Nine Mile Creek coming out. And we have Australian band Coolgrass coming. This will be very exciting. Coolgrass are a wonderful group. They love their bluegrass music and they're absolutely crazy. They do takeoffs of all sorts of songs. They have absolutely irreverent humour and you sort of can't afford not to watch their sets. I'm going to play you a track from the album Never Put the Banjo Down. And inside, there's a photo of each member of the band, and they're all holding a banjo like they never want to put it down. And so they're crazy. Jim Golding is the real banjo player. Bruce Packard plays mandolin. He also plays bass for all sorts of other groups and travelling groups. He's a very desirable bass player to have. He's an impeccable player. And Angus Golding is the double bass player for Coolgrass. And I think one of the guys who sets up the crazy humour for them. Doug Wallace plays guitar. He's also seen in Nine Mile Creek, who are also coming back for the festival. But I've picked the title song from the album Never Put the Banjo Down, which is called Never Put the Banjo Down and is credited to Jim Golding. And here's some very good advice for you from Coolgrass.
Many years ago, I was looking around, play something with a unique sound. Found the old five-string, that was nice and loud. And an old picker, he said to me, son, if you want to pick around and have some fun, there's just one thing, you never put the banjo down. I said, never, never, never put the banjo down. Treat it with respect, don't knock it around. There ain't nothing else that makes that awesome sound. Don't like them guitar pickers, I think they're mean. Just want to pick my old Joe clean. And don't you never, 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 never put the banjo down. Went on my way, I rocked up to a festival, I started to play. Then those other pickers started cracking those banjo jokes.
Oh, we'd never do that.
I really couldn't see what's funny about this. I kept getting quite annoyed, they kept taking the piss. So I did the right thing, I educated them folks.
What did you do, boy?
Well, I smashed a guitar on that fiddle player's head, shoved the bow down his throat till I knew he was dead. And that mandolin picker, well, he's still staggering around. The guitar player is yet to wake up, and the bass player's drinking from St. Peter's cup. They learned the hard lesson that you never put the banjo down. Said never, never, never put the banjo down. Treat it with respect, don't knock it around. There ain't nothing else that makes that awesome sound.
I can think of a couple of things.
Don't like them guitar pickers, I think they're mean. And sometimes I think they should be heard, not seen. Never, 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 never put the banjo down. The moral of the story, if you pick bluegrass, you need the old five string if you want to kick ass. I mean, fiddles and mandolins make such a wussy sound.
Did he say wussy?
Oh. The old bull fiddle, well, he's alright, but that guitar picker, he ain't real bright. I'm telling you now, the banjo wears a bluegrass crown. I said, never, never, never put the banjo down. Treat it with respect, don't knock it around. There ain't nothing else that makes that awesome sound.
Awful, I think it means.
Don't like them guitar pickers, I think they're mean. And sometimes I think they should be heard but not seen. Don't you never, 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 never put the banjo down. I said, never, never, never put the banjo down. Treat it with respect, don't knock it around. There ain't nothing else that makes that awesome sound. Get up the front, boy, don't be shy. You pick the banjo, so hold your head up high. Don't you never, 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 never put the banjo down.
Well, that's just the sort of thing that you'll hear from Coolgrass at the Kiwigrass Festival next year, first weekend in February. They dress in zany costumes. They have a wide selection of hats that are replaced with every song just to keep you in the mood, and they are very much crowd favourites. So we're looking forward to that. There'll be some New Zealand bands there too, like the Pippi Pickers and Hot Diggity, and Hamilton County Bluegrass Band will be there. Jean-Luc Leroux from France will be there. All sorts of people. It's going to be a great festival. Go online, just look up Kiwigrass, and you'll find where to get your tickets from. Oh, what are we going to do? I've been fortunate enough to go to San Francisco and meet up with some people in the bluegrass scenes there. One place that's always good fun to go is a sort of pub called Amnesia, and it's in a very, very old building, and it's full of atmosphere, and the boss of the pub, Sean McGee, always promoted great bluegrass music and had live concerts there, and it's a good venue to play. And there's an album recorded there by the Barefoot Nellies, which is a wonderful name for an all-girl group. The album's called Let Me Down Easy, and this was recorded live at Amnesia. The Barefoot Nellies Apprentice Sellers on banjo, Nicole Solis on mandolin, Erica Walther on guitar, Betsy Maudlin on fiddle, and Jess Beebe on bass, and they take turns with the vocals, as you can imagine, in the group. And they're introduced by a good friend of mine, Chuck Poling. So let's listen to, live at Amnesia, the Barefoot Nellies.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Barefoot Nellies.
Okay, you've been listening to the Barefoot Nellies live at Amnesia. And if you're ever in San Francisco, it's a great place to go and visit. Full of atmosphere, and they have all sorts of music there. I think bluegrass is Monday nights, and then different music on Tuesday, different on Wednesday, different on Thursday, all sorts of stuff there. Hamilton County got the opportunity to play there, and it was a real privilege. Oh, what are we going to hear? A little bit of time for a bit of gospel music now from Gary Brewer from the album Nearing Jordan's Crossing. Here's him and his band, I Want to Stroll With You in Glory.
I'm thinking of a celebration
meeting
where crystal streams
forever flow.
Separation,
heartache,
no chilling winds
will ever blow.
I want to stroll with you in glory, and
view the scenes
of beauty rare,
with millions sing
wondrous story.
Join that band,
no pain nor death
can enter there.
Those mansions bright
will
stand forever.
Never fall.
The Lord prepared them for the blessed.
There by the bright
shining river.
Beneath the tree of life will rest.
I want to stroll with you in glory,
and view the scenes
of beauty rare,
with millions sing
wondrous story.
Join that.
No pain nor death
can enter there.
I want to stroll with you in glory,
and view the scenes
of beauty rare,
with millions sing
wondrous story.
Join that.
No pain nor death
can enter there.
Gary Brewer and his band there with I Want to Stroll With You in Glory. At the last Mountain Grass I went to, there was a fiddle player and guitarist and singer there that really took my attention. That's Becky Buller, and she had a fine band with her, and I just loved her music. She had a wonderful approach, and of course I bought an album. The album I bought was Tween Earth and Sky, and I got all the signatures, and I've listened to it. It's got some great songs on it, and the song that I've selected to play for you is one called Home. It's written by Becky Buller, and it's a tribute to her husband, really, and on this she's playing fiddle and doing the lead vocal, Brooke Aldridge harmony, Darren Aldridge harmony vocal, Sam Bush is playing some mandolin, Stephen Mugen is playing guitar, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce his surname, Todd Parks on bass, and Scott Vestal on banjo. It's from Becky Buller. The song is called Home.
Seems like I've put 100,000 miles on this soul of mine, and it's been an uphill climb all the way, 'cause I've been one for dead end in denial. Let my wheels spin, for the one I wanted when something better was waiting for me at home. With me, starting to drag me down. Another night, another town is not enough to satisfy an even deeper need. It's been there all along, wanting somewhere to belong, someone who
was Becky Buller, and you can easily enjoy her music. She's got lots of different approaches to songs and sings a wide range of bluegrass music, really, and plays wonderful fiddle and great vocals. Becky Buller. Oh, time to tell you what's on. 13th of December, Friday, 13th of December, the Morrinsville Country Music Club's last concert of the year. That's our sort of Christmas concert where we concentrate on Christmas songs a little bit. And there's even a sing-along for carols in the second part of the show after supper. There's no more Back Porch Bluegrass Jam sessions until January now, because the fourth weekend in December is usually taken up with family festivities. Always something interesting happening at Navarra Lounge, so you can go down there if you live in Hamilton. All sorts of music there that will surprise you and horrify you and delight you, and occasionally there's some acoustic and folky and bluegrassy type stuff down there too. So just go and see the guys at Navarra, they do a fine job. What have we got? We're going to finish with a couple of tracks from Mart Newton. The album's called Living a Dream, and he does some fine bluegrass music. He either plays guitar or some mandolin, and I've selected a couple of tracks, As Fast as I Can Crawl, and then Chain of Memories. And he's got some great people. He plays mandolin, Don Rigsby doing tenor, Dudley Connell on baritone, Tony Rice on guitar, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sammy Shelor on banjo, Ricky Simpkins on fiddle, Ronnie Simpkins on bass. Some great songs, Fast as I Can Crawl and then Chain of Memories. Here's Mark Newton.
From cheap hotels along this road to nowhere, you at least 100 times, hoping there's a chance that you might still care and hear this plea in every tear stained line. Take me back, I never felt so low down. When I walked out, I sure was standing tall. Forgive me and you'll see me on my hands and knees, coming back as fast as I can crawl. Like a fool astray to look for something new, but then your memory knocked me off my high horse. Now I'm on the cold hard ground, I'm begging you, take me back, I've never felt so low down. When I walked out, I sure was standing tall. Forgive me and you'll see me on my hands and knees, coming back as fast as I can crawl. As I can crawl, take me back, I've never felt so low down. When I walked out, I sure was standing tall. Forgive me and you'll see me on my hands and knees, coming back as fast as I can crawl. Forgive me and you'll see me on my hands and knees, coming back as fast as I can crawl.
It ain't over yet. You say you forgot.
forgotten, but you can't forget. He's the only one with the thing to regret. But somehow he's gone in the dead.
There's a chain of memory holding your heart from mine, holding you to someone that you can't leave behind.
Someday you may break free,
I know that you're trying. There's a chain of memory holding your heart from mine.
Well, just about time to finish. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you join me again next week. However you're listening, on a podcast, direct listening, download, or iHeartRadio or Spotify. Love this bluegrass music. See ya.